Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, September 11, 2023. This is my pre-market report. I don't know where to start. So much going on here. Let me just get my head on straight and go over the market, how it's setting up right now. Trading doesn't start for about an hour from the time I am doing this video blog. Here's the story. Stock futures are higher. Nothing major. Hold that thought. I want to talk more about that in a moment here. The 10-year yield is also slightly higher, but the U.S. dollar relative strength index is lower by about 0.4%. Cryptocurrencies are under pressure, gold and silver catching a bid. Crude oil under a little bit of pressure this morning here, but this run has been pretty incredible. As I said recently, a little drop here and would be insanely bullish in my view. I think crude's going much, much higher. Commodities in general eventually are going to skyrocket beyond anyone's wildest dreams. But anyway, so that's the setup for the market. Now, we've been hearing a lot of warnings from Morgan Stanley over many, many, many months regarding this stock market. But the stock market, other than the last month, has done nothing but go higher despite warning after warning after warning. Now, you and I, what are we doing? We're watching risk in this market just as Michael Burry is, okay? And that's why he took up this big bet against the S&P 500, which right now is trading below its 50-day moving average. That's bearish. We'll see where that goes, okay? So Morgan Stanley, again, this is what they're saying people should be doing. Are you ready for this one? Buy government bonds. Let's talk about what's been happening here in the debt market. Okay, globally, we have watched a phenomenon play out over the last month or so. And that is a global debt market sell-off. And this has put pressure on the stock markets of the world. As of late, we've seen a little, maybe, I don't want to say bottoming, but a bouncing effect here. What's going on here? Again, stock futures higher this morning. There seems to be a little bit of FOMO, fear of missing out. A lot of this has to do with, in my view, this whole hype with regard to AI and the tech sectors of the market. Okay, whatever. But Morgan Stanley coming out and saying people should be buying government debt here. What are they signaling? Another warning that the stock market's about to fall. Government debt is considered to be a safe haven. You know, I've been explaining if you wanted to, you could certainly, you know, to unbank yourself, start buying short-term treasuries and roll these over and roll these over every few months. And, you know, you'll get some return on your cash here. It won't keep up with the actual rate of inflation, but it would prevent you from taking a bigger hit. So, I mean, you know, that's something you definitely can do. Anyway, this market honestly seems to believe that the Fed is going to do more sooner. Again, the bad economic news doesn't stop. Round after round after round of it. So the market is saying, hey, oh, the Fed is going to cut rates sooner than later. Look, I could be wrong on this, people, but I'm telling you from a guy who's called the Fed, I mean, my record is impeccable. I've been wrong three times with what the Fed would do in over 10 years. I don't think they're going to stop. Will the Fed pause? Maybe, okay? But I believe the case can be made that the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England are going to continue their incremental rate hikes here. Again, it has nothing to do with inflation, although that's what they're trying to sell you from the mainstream propaganda ministry. No, that's not what's going on. They're cutting off the availability of credit to small businesses and the consumer. And with regard to the data that's coming in, we're going to get a lot of economic data this week, okay, as we do every week. And it's going to be more fakery, more distractions, more look here, don't look over there. Now, I want to bring this to your attention. Now, we've been hearing some incredible words out of the FDIC. Again, it's privileged information. Privileged, that means only a select few are allowed to know this. We, the people, can't know this. Me, the people of the world, can't know what's going on with regard to the banks. Now, the FDIC is already broadcast to all of us that the banks are in big trouble. You and I knew this before anybody else. Multiple major institutions are on the FDIC's list for possibly being taken over. Now, again, this is privileged information. We're not allowed to know it. Select few are allowed to know it. These banks are definitely showing us, regardless of what the FDIC is hiding from us, again, we're not allowed to know. This is confidential information. We're seeing some pretty incredible things going on here. Capital outflows, like you cannot believe. Deposits are non-existent anymore. No loans, no deals. So what's going on here? Ah, this is something that we can, in fact, know about. So here's a headline from Reuters. Are you ready for this headline? Banks keep up high use of the Federal Reserve's lending program. Now, let me read this to you so you'll get a handle on what I'm talking about, because this is a big secret that people don't know what's going on. In fact, it gets even worse. All right. The Federal Reserve launched their BTFP, Bank Term Funding Program, in March. Okay. It did so to help calm the financial sector and support banks in the wake of several high-profile failures. Okay, we all witnessed that happen. We knew it was coming before it did, and we pretty much nailed that to the wall. Now, let's move forward here. U.S. banks are still heavily using an emergency lending facility set up by the Federal Reserve to help these institutions meet withdrawal demands. People are pulling their cash out of here like we've never seen before. But this is a huge secret. You're not allowed to know that this is going on. This is being absolutely covered up by the mainstream. They can't let you know that people are pulling their cash. They're unbanking themselves. Okay, this is something I've spoken about a lot as of late. Now listen to this part. 22% of domestic banks had borrowed from the program, and another 55% of banks have signed up for this program. It gets better than that. Several foreign banks are also taking steps to borrow cash from the Fed. Now, you and I have known since I don't know how freaking long, the Federal Reserve funnels cash around the world to foreign banks. Okay, this is a no-brainer. Everyone, it's not spoken about, because if people understood, you see, the Federal Reserve can lend cash to anybody it wants to, individuals, institutions, governments, to support wars and everything else. The Federal Reserve has that power. They have zero oversight, so they can do what they want. So foreign banks, who are also in the same boat, they're in a lot of trouble, are now looking for funding from the Federal Reserve. Do you think that's right? Do you believe that it's okay for the Federal Reserve to lend cash out to foreign governments who have their own central banks? Why is it that foreign governments who have their own central bank are looking to borrow from the Federal Reserve? Again, this is there's so much to this, but this is also an effort by the Fed to continue to keep the U.S. dollar, in its current place, which is being challenged by the BRICS nations. You all know that I've been talking a lot about this as of late. So anyway, that's really the story this morning, and I think it's tremendous here. I really, really do. So, you know, what do you think about this Morgan Stanley suggestion, okay, that people start buying government debt here in the face of a global sell-off, okay? According to Morgan Stanley and a couple of other bigger banks, investors are flocking to gold, mega investors. Okay, they're buying gold here. I think the writing is pretty much on the wall. What's going on here? This FOMO, this fear of missing out with AI, the fact that the market believes the Fed's going to... Do you believe the Fed is going to cut rates? sooner than later. I don't believe that. Okay, my stance is they want to keep the pressure on. They got the people by the throat. They're going to increase that pressure. That's my take on it. I do want to hear from yours. And what do you think about this? This one here. Banks keep up high use of Fed lending program here. Again, 22% of domestic banks are borrowing from this program, with 55% signed up to also join. That's an incredible thing, and foreign banks. What do you think about this? Does this paint us a little better picture as to what's really going on here? The people, I'm telling you again, you can do what you want with this information, all right? The banking sector, the banks are in trouble. They're in a lot of trouble. And the FDIC is admitting this. The FDIC says it's privileged information. It's confidential information. You and I are not allowed to know which of these institutions could possibly be taken over by the FDIC, that is shut down, taken over by the FDIC, and you will have no access to your cash at all until they square it up. You understand? So with that said, you do what you want, as I said, with this information, but I think it's pretty evident what needs to be done. But again, I want to hear from you on all this. All right, people, that's pretty much where we stand this morning. Watch market risk here. Keep your eyes on the MMRI. I think we're around 280. Again, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. I will, of course, keep all of you on top of this to the best of my ability. If you've gotten anything out of this video, I really would appreciate a thumbs up. Again, these thumbs up allow the video to be seen. You know that. It should be automatic. If you're a Greg Mannarino supporter or follower, please, the moment you see these videos, just click that those thumbs up. I want to get these videos out there. The algorithm see the thumbs up. Oh, people like it. Let's show it. And we can make a difference here, people, by just that little thumbs up there. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. And please comment on what I have spoken about. I will read the comments. I promise you. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for my live stream. And I really do hope to see you there, okay? Love you a lot.